Wednesday night wasn't the traditional way of Garden City getting a win done this season. Back in January, when they put up 106 against Coffeyville, that's more what people expect of what the Brockbusters have brought here in 2023 and 2024. Wednesday's game didn't bring that, but at this point in the season, the Brockbusters' identity has already been established. Just taking home wins is all that matters to Coach Rusty Elmore and the rest of his team. Garden City got past Coffeyville 69-58 in a game they led its entire way. The defense paved the road for Garden City early on. They held Coffeyville to just 9 points in the first 9 minutes of the game, with the Brockbusters jumping ahead by 10. Thomas Toot started off the game hot, going 4 for his first 5 and grabbing in some key rebounds. Charles Chukwu finished the game well with a couple of slam dunks to take the momentum away from Coffeyville. But the biggest credit has to go to Isaiah Dixon, who matched his career high off the bench in place of Chukwu when the Brockbusters needed him most. Chukwu took an early 4th foul in this game in the second half, and Dixon stepped up to go 3 of 3 off the bench in the second half and finish with 8 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 of them on the offensive glass. While the Brockbusters didn't put up anywhere near the most amount they've scored all season, they certainly had some highlight plays mixed in there. The trio of Toot, Chukwu, and Dixon all had major slams throughout the game, while Brody Robinson and Elijah Roberts had nice finishes around the cup. Overall, like I said, it's not the typical Garden City performance you're used to seeing, but any game that you can take home a win and hold a team under 60 points in the Jayhawk is an impressive one for Garden City. Final score from Conestoga Arena, Garden City 69 and Coffeyville 58. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.